So the one thing is that now here we can see that generally now the as we talked before, the what we can see is that for the human rebirth, as I told, we can look from the man point of view. Once having the human birth, we can look from the short-term point of view, long-term point of view. So it can bring us a lot of the benefits.
Yes,
So
ma'am.
this now the here I will talk then now the how difficult is it to get the human rebirth. Generally, to obtain the human rebirth, we have to practice the 10 virtue. So we have to refrain from the 10 sins. At least if we can't refrain from the 10 negative sins, at least we have to reduce the 10 negative sins. So once we have not refrained from the 10 negative sins, so it will be difficult to get the human rebirth. So that's why now first here we have to look at this point with the two point of we have to look from the two point of view while we're the talking of the how the difficulty of getting the human rebirth. So generally this comes one big questions when the persons die, it's a last end or not. So usually there are many different views they are coming up. Some believe that it's a last end, some don't believe that it's a last end. So what we have to do is that now what we have to do is that what we have to do is we have to look at this point that what we have to do is that when we look at this point now we have to look at a very very rational way. We have to see that which point which sites have a more proofs, which site have a more evidence. So because both of they are the two views as I mentioned before that our death is the final end or they will be the lives after the death. They were the two questions comes. But these two points is a very very I mean that this two point is a very 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 difficult point to find the reasons or the logical proofs of these two points. Very difficult and a very complicated point. So on these two points, now what we have, one thing is a very clear that when we believe that someone, when the person who believes there's a life after the death, and the person who believes that person who believes that the death is the final end, psychologically, what we have to see the which people have a psychologically more, I mean, the relaxing. So the once the people started to believe that our death is the final end, then that their mentality or the psychologically they will feel that what they have to do in this life. So even they will not get the fear or scared to do the wrong things. Even they have no any fears for to do the wrong things because psychologically they feel that this life is the only one. So they have to do the whatever they want. So that's why what we have to do is that we have to look at this point at the psychologically. Now I'm not telling that which is a true and the which is a wrong. That I'm talking from the psychologically how the people's react when they because the psychologically when they believe that the death is a final end, what will they act? When the psychologically they believe that there is something like after the death, how they act? Because our own action is the result of what we think. We do according to our thinking. So one occasion after the talking quote, one occasion, so I met him once in my talk. So that time I was giving a few talks at the college. So one occasion I met that same gentleman in the one, I mean the talk, after the talk. So he told me that he became a little bit late for the coming to my talk in the university because he told that he was bit by the dog. So he went to the clinic to watch that he's wounded by the bite by the dog. While he was coming to the college, that same that young boy, he told me he became a little bit late to my talk because while he was coming to the university, what happened is that one dog bite on his feet, so he had to go for the clinic for the clean of all the wounds. So that's why he came a little bit late. He got late. Yeah. So then I asked him, what you think when the dog bite you? What you felt when the dog bite you? He told me that he felt himself that what a bad karma I'm having. If I'm going to listen to Dharma talks, even the dog have bite me. What a bad karma I'm having. So he feel like that way. He feels sad that what kind of bad karma he's carrying. So I told him, if you have not met the Buddhism, if you are not met the Buddhism, and if you are still your acts like lifestyle as you same before, then same before the violent way, I think you will kill that dog. After the meeting the Buddhism, at least you didn't kill the dog. I told him. So now we can look at this point, whether he killed the dog or whether he leave the dog. What dog had the bite, what he got the, what the dog bite, what pain he already got. Even he killed the dog, his pain was not going to heal it up. His pain, he will not overcome that pain. Whether kill the dog, leave the dog, it's the same. Only thing is when you kill the dog, you will generate the more anger, that's all. Because now if you look at the, his lifetime, he's involved in the, such a violence. Because before, he in his mind, there is no karma. In his mind, there is nothing after the death. Only thing is only this life. So when he triggered, when you get angry, there is no karma killing and the hitting for the others. There is no baggage karma, what he thinks. That way he reacted and reacted and reacted. So there is the same. The person who kills the fish, for them, killing the bird is not difficult. Person who kills the bird, for them, to kill the cow is not difficult. There is one saying. So that's why here, that's why now I'm talking about the, now the psychologically, how we react. Psychologically, when they believe there's a death is a final end, how they react is a totally different. So psychologically, when they believe that some lives are after, so there is how they react is a totally different. Now the second thing is that when they believe there's something after the death, there is one hope. Always there is a hope. When there is a hope, then only do you can have the joy. When you lost the hope, everything is lost. I think I told you this time, this issue, the last time when I was in Varna. So there is a one song of the Miller River and the, his master, there is a one song. So when Minerva was leaving the, his master place, the master will told the Miller River one thing. Maybe in this life, we won't meet. We will separating. But we will meet the next life in the Buddha's pure land. So whether you will meet in the Buddha's pure land or not, that is a totally different issue. One, you have the hope to meeting someone in the Buddha's pure land in the next life. When you have that hope, even you are separating, even you have no choice for the separating, but you won't feel that much of the pain. Okay, so that's why here comes up in the, as I told you before. So in our life, there are so many of the misfortunes and the difficulty comes. When we have a psychologically, when we think it's a started of the, it's like a result of the, our past life or like that way, then we can accept that the difficulties. Once we can accept the difficulties, that difficulty is a, not a problem at all. I will give you a very simple example. When someone is very close to you, when you are thinking of the someone very close to you, which is not physically present, okay, near of you. So when you cannot accept that condition, then you are saying, you will say, I'm missing you. When you can accept that condition, you will say that I'm thinking of you. Thinking of someone and thinking, missing of the someone is a, when you can accept it, it means that you are thinking of the someone close to you. When you cannot accept that, when there's someone is not physically present near of the you, when you cannot accept it, then you will feel that you are missing the someone. Missing and the thinking is only, it's the your acceptance. When someone have achieved the success, when you can accept it, you will feel you are inspired. When you cannot accept that, someone's success who have obtained by the someone, when you cannot accept it, then you will call that you are jealous. Jealous and the inspire, it also depends on the whether you can accept it or not. When you see the success for the someone, when you can accept it, you will be inspired. When you cannot accept that, then you will get jealous. So it comes to the acceptance. when someone is doing the what you don't want to do, when someone is doing that what you don't want to do, when you can accept it, it's called the tolerance. Once you cannot accept it, it's called the anger. When someone's doing the what you don't want, when someone is doing what you don't want, when you can accept that condition, when you accept that condition, then it means the tolerance.
Yes.
When you cannot accept it, it becomes the anger. So acceptance is something like that. So when we're finding the difficulties and the problems, when you start to think of it, it's the result of the past life karma, we can accept it. When you accept that difficulty is not a problem at all. So that's why now here comes what is the negative karma? What's the bad karma? So as I told, there are the 10 negative karmas. 10 bad karma, 10 negative sin, okay? Okay, physically, 3 negative karma. Speech, 4 negative karmas. Mentally, 3 negative karmas. Okay, it comes total 10, okay? Okay, physically, number 1 bad karma is killing, okay? The killing means it's considered only killing the, calling the like animals or the human or the whatever, okay? Killing. Now, because if you look at any animal like a goat and the sheep or whatever, they have a very strong, strong emotion. Even they know that when they are going to kill, no? So they will know. The mosquito, what do you think? When you do the very good thing to the mosquito, do the mosquito appreciate that what we've done for the mosquito? Sometimes in the mosquito comes and bite me. Sometimes I give the blood to the mosquito, but I don't think they appreciate. After the drink, they don't appreciate.
Yes.
But the animal bird like a bird very strange. When sometimes I do the experiment with the bird. When the bird they're sitting there, sometimes I generate a very strong compassion and they're going towards the birds. Really, I can go very close to with them when we're generating the very strong compassion toward them. Sometimes I go to the near the bird without generating the compassion. At that moment, I can't go that too close, like while I'm generating the compassion towards the birds. So I was very feeling the amaze and shocked that while I'm practicing the compassion, while I'm generating the compassion, maybe they can sense some of my body language, the bird. I'm not very sure, but still, you can do the experiment. When you're approaching near the bird, just try to very strong compassion and try to approach near the bird. One time, just try to approach near the bird without any compassion. You can see the difference. From my experience, it makes the differences. When we are generating the compassion and when I was approaching a bird, then I can approach very close to the bird. When I'm not generating the compassion, we're not thinking of the compassion to the birds, and when I go near the bird, I cannot approach that much near. So I felt that the bird can sense that some of the compassion body language when I generated that I felt. So Vatnam, you are having such a very, very good culture that are liberating the animal. Really such a great culture, I think. Really, that's very good, so liberating the animals. So that's why first is a killing. So killing is something like that. Once you kill the animal, psychologically you will develop the intention for the hurting the other. When you kill, killing is something that psychologically you will get the violence activity will be generated in your mind. Because when you have to kill, you have to start the violence. So that's why the violence conscious will be activated. So that's why the violence conscious, it's a very simple that the persons, first we have not a courage to kill any of the human. When we are born, we don't have that courage. So that's why it's a person when we started to kill the insect, animal, then they will get the more and more courage and the violence courage to kill the human. Then when the person who kills the bird, it is not difficult to kill the cow. The person who killed the cow, it is not difficult to kill the human. Okay, so that's why the first is a killing, okay? That's why once we cannot refrain for the killing, at least we have to reduce the killing, okay? killing. Then the second is a physically stealing. Okay, stealing is the second. Stealing is something like that. I think then I don't have to elaborate too many points of the stealing. So that's very again the important point. So we have to refrain from the stealing. So third, the physically the negative karmas, adultery, going with the others women and the going with the others men, the adultery. Adultery, yeah. For the third negative karma, okay, third negative, physically negative karma is adultery, going with others women and going with the other man. So this issue is very, very important. We have to refrain, you have to also refrain from this activity. This is a third physically negative karma. For this negative karma is the one of the main reason of the divorce cases you are having. One occasion I was giving the talk to the school, I mean the school children. So after that, principal asked me to through the give the talk for the school, one of the teenage kids, for the separately, for the 8 or 10 teenage kids. That the principal, that she told me these are the worst teenage kids in that school. So she told me that, asked me to, in the whole principal room, ask me the special talk for this kid. So then the later on, what I found is that these old kids, because they have involved in such activity like consuming the alcohol, taking the cigarette. In the India school, they are not allowed it to have the cigarettes and the alcohol in the school. But they have involved in the such this like this, I mean the activities. What I found is that these most of these kids are the their parents have divorced. The parents are not living together, divorced parents. So I think that's why they affect quite a lot from the child's mind. So when the divorce case is really sometimes it's affect really a lot for the kids.
That's
Divorce like cases sometimes it affects really a lot for the kids. Yeah. So that's why the third negative karma is adultery. So that's why the most of the divorce cases, 90% of the divorce cases comes through the not refraining from the this third negative karma. The fourth now the there is a four now the negative karma of the speech. Four. This is a three. These three are the physically negative karma. There will be four negative karma of the speech. Number one is a lie. Lie, white lie or a black lie, no difference. Okay, you cannot tell the white lie. Saying something, praising over much, over too much for the someone. Okay, oh, you look so great, you look so young, you look so nothing. This is all the white lie. Okay, with the intention that you are knowing that what you are saying is not true. I think you always like it that when someone says, "Oh, you look very young." I think you are like that. So, yeah, once you feel that someone looks very young, then once you tell it, it's not a lie, okay? Once you don't feel it, you inside you feel, oh, looks are quite old. But even when you say that, that you look so young, that's a lie, okay? White lie. Even it makes the other happy, don't use like this lie, okay? Okay, so this is the called the white lie in the so that's why that this is negative karma, okay? When you're making the someone very pleased. With the telling the lie. So I think you have to a little bit be careful of the telling all this wild lies, okay? One gentleman told me that it's very difficult to feel him the very difficult to not to telling the lie. Because whenever in the, his wife when prepare the food, sometimes his wife prefer a not very good, horrible food, but still he have to tell the lie. He have to say, oh, the food is good. So he told me it's very difficult to not to tell the lie. It's sometimes also, I feel also a bit difficult. They will ask, how is the food? How is the food? Even food is not good. So it makes it very difficult sometimes. Okay. So, lie. Yeah. So that's why you, so that is the, I mean, the fourth negative karma. Okay. Fourth negative karma is a lie. Okay. So that's why we have to refrain from the telling the lie. Okay. Even we cannot refrain, we cannot abandon the telling the lie. At least we have to reduce the telling the lie, okay? Too much of the lie, what happened? The people will lose the trust on you, okay? But on this point, you should not misunderstand that when we have to not to tell the lie, it does not mean that we have to tell the all the truth. It does not mean that, okay? When I say that you cannot tell the lie, when the Buddhism says that not to tell the lie, it does not mean that we have to tell the every truth. It does not mean that, okay? There are so many truths we have to keep the hiding. Okay, now the fifth negative karma is a harsh word, okay? Using the harsh word, okay? That the fifth negative karma, okay? So that's why you can see that using the harsh words, sometimes it will hurt too much for the others. When someone uses a very harsh word towards you, we will react very angry. We have to react very differently. So it makes us some condition worse. So one occasion, I think it's in Delhi. I mean, in the Delhi airport, when in the custom, I was just standing near one of the custom while I'm traveling on the custom. So there are counters. Every counter they have a lot of the clips of mine. I saw the one counter. There's only the one gentleman. So I just went that counter. So one counter, suddenly I realized that I'm standing in the business class counter. So I just went back. But the counter officer told me that why you are going back. So I told him it's a business class counter. I stand in the wrong wrong I mean counter. I'm standing in the wrong counter. So he used me the very harsh word. He told me that you should look carefully before standing on the counter. So what happened is that suddenly what I told him, I'm very sorry, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I told him, I'm very sorry. I'm just saying for the few times, and I said, please forgive me. Then I just told that, and I just went to the long queue. I mean, economic class, I did quite a long, I mean the queue, long line. So I just went over there, yeah. So while I'm standing at the economic line, I think that the officer of that business class, maybe he feel a little bit of guilt of using the very harsh word towards me while I'm so sorry. Then he just asked me, I'm just standing with my long bag in the queue. So he just asked me, he just led me in the business class counter. While he was using very harsh word towards me, if I use the harsh words to the bag, what will happen? Nothing. He won't let me in business class that counter because I have a business class air ticket. I have to wait there using the harsh word for a few minutes. He will feel unhappy. I will feel unhappy, nothing. But I didn't use the harsh word. I just say, sorry, please forgive me. That won't make him feel that himself guilty. So what I got is the business class. He let me in the business class counter. So like this case, so many cases like that happens in my life. So one occasion in the, I think in the railway station, in the Delhi railway station, I was just asking for the time of the arrival of the train. Again, in the portal in the Delhi in the railway station, they used to have the portal. One of the porter answered me in a very harsh way, very harsh way. He told me, I don't know, something like that, very harsh way. So I just felt that really he feels a lot of difficulties. I just wait think that maybe how many people may ask the same question in this day. Maybe he might be having a very bad day. So that's why I just feel that way. Really, whatever he thought would use it, use told me really didn't hurt me at all. Yeah. So that's why the harsh word is something like that when we have to be very careful using the harsh words. Using the harsh words. When sometimes that when there's someone else using the harsh word towards you, but you have to stop using the harsh word towards them, it will not make the situation better. It will make the situation more worse. Sometimes a silence is really a golden. Sometimes, lots of times, sometimes you have to keep the silence. So sometimes, in the cases that, yeah, you quite sometimes in the places you have need to keep the silence. Sometimes silence is a very good answer. So that's why one occasion. So one occasion, they just invited me for the one place. Actually, I don't want to go that invitation. I don't want to accept the one invitation. So one occasion, someone invited me. So invited me to some places. So actually, I don't want to go to there. So he was just invited me. So I cannot say the yes because I don't want to go. Even I cannot say the no because it will hurt that person. So what happened is that he was just invited and I just laughed. I just laughed. Then that gentleman told me that, oh, Rupesh, you are laughing. So laughing means that you have accepted. So yeah, so sometimes even laughing in the yeah, so that's why some cases like harsh words. Sometimes even the others uses that you have to refrain to not using the harsh words. So this story when I was giving one talk in the schools, so I told the school kids that school children that when someone using the harsh word, you have to say the sorry and apology. But one student asked me the very strange question, and the student asked me that whenever some teachers in the school was called and use a harsh word toward them, he used to say that I'm sorry, sorry. But the teacher and they will get more angry when I say the sorry. They are telling you that first you will make a mistake, now you are saying the sorry, and they will get more angry. What to do? So that's then I told him, once you say the sorry, you have to stick on that point. Still, you have to refrain from using the harsh words. Still, you have to ask for the sorry for the when you have the mistake or someone or when you have done the wrong thing. Still, you have to stick on that point. I told him. So just I think it happened just a few days back, only few days back. I was calling the someone, but I was calling for someone, but I think I made a small mistake in the number, so it went the wrong call. I just had made the wrong call. The wrong call and the someone began, but I just did. It's not a pattern what I realized with his voice. So I asked if this is a number of the someone, just I spoke in English. Then I found it's a wrong number. I just call off that. I just got the call. Then what happened is that man just called me back. I don't know that man. Even that man do not know me. That then he started. He cannot speak the English. He started in the Hindi. I mean the Indian language. So we are talking the Indian language. What he got such a harsh word. He told me that the why you are making such wrong calls. You have to look the number carefully. Then it really took 5 or 6 minutes to come saying that sorry, I made a mistake. Sorry, sorry, forgive me. In the Indian way, there's one saying that I'm touching my palm. I'm bowing down. There's one Hindi word for saying, I told her everything. I'm touching my hand. I'm bowing down in front of you. Please forgive me. So it took me 5 or 6 minutes. The 5 or 6 minutes later, then really he accepted. Because I'm not using the harsh word towards him, he cannot talk to someone who is not using a very harsh word. If I use a little harsh word towards him, definitely then the argument will go on. I was in a phone. So that's it. At least it took 5 or 6 minutes for saying the sorry and the forgiveness. Sorry. It's just maybe a few days, it's just happened a few days ago. So yeah, I was speaking with him in the Indian language. So Indian language. So So something like that in the life, in the case that sometimes that we will just make the situation, a situation is a most we cannot control our mood properly. Once we can control our mood properly, we can make even the very worst situation better. So Tibetan, we have the one saying, in Tibetan, we have the one saying, what don't have the ages, you know, the age. What don't have the great ages? What don't have the great ages? But it will cut the human heart into the pieces. Tibetan way of once saying. When you hit someone and when you ask the forgiveness, for them it's quite easy to forgive you. When you hit someone, when you hit someone and when you ask for the forgiveness, they can forgive you. But in my at the time, it is easy to forgive, not that much difficult. When you humiliated the someone to ask the forgiveness, it's very difficult. So that's why the researcher saying that the American and the Arab world problem is the really is a not problem is a mainly because of the America humiliated too much of the Arab world, so they feel very difficult to forgive. So that's the what the researchers used to say that the problem between the America and the Arab world is a mainly because America humiliated too much for the Arab world. So most of the humiliations comes from the world. When some words like harsh words and the, some of the when you use a very 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 harsh word, when you use a very I mean the not very good words to the other, sometimes it humiliates other really a lot. So that's why. So that's why we are saying that the refrain from the harsh words. Now, these harsh words, even if you cannot abandon the harsh words, saying that at least you have to reduce the saying the harsh word, okay? Especially for the your in the close family members and your friends, okay? And even the ones with the person who are the unknowns, you have to try to refrain, okay? If you can't abandon, at least reduce, okay, using the harsh words. Tibetan, we have the one word, very strange word, we call the ke. Ke, like a ke. Tibetan is a very strange word we call it ke. Ke, this word sometimes when you talk with someone with the unknown person, it will be a very harsh word. But someone very close to you, sometimes we will use the friendly, we will use the word ke. Ke, ke means just like a hey. When you ask someone, hey. So it's just like that. Yeah. So this word is in the Tibetan when we use to someone. To else for the, I mean the not very close one, it will become considered a little bit harsh word. But very close, we will use like that word. So what happens is that in the monastery, some of the I mean with my student with the small monks, sometimes I use that word when the small monks in when they in the monastery. Sometimes I use that word. I think it's a quite few years ago. I used that word K with some of the small monks. So when we are very close, sometimes we use that. When we use that word for the unknown and the unrelated person, it will cause it a harsh word. So once a one happened one morning, what happened is that I was leading the one of the meditation session in the school. I was at the, I mean, the school boys and girls the meditation leading the meditation session. So we are all meditating. So there is a one girl. Her meditating position is not very well, sitting and not properly. So small mistake in the meditation position. Suddenly, when I was calling her, so I just opened the gate from my mouth. Oh, I will tell you once again. Okay, there's one morning, and that one morning I was one special session of meditation session. Usually, sometimes happen at a Tibetan school. So one of the meditation session. Yeah, I'm leading the one of the meditation session in the Tibetan school. There are a lot of the school boys and girls are there. So one girl is while you're meditating, the sitting position is not properly. Some mistakes are there. So while I'm calling her, I just use the word "ke." It's just like the Tibetan word "ke." After the words comes from my mouth, everyone got a shock and looking at really, I feel embarrassed for using that word. I suddenly apologize for her that I'm sorry for using that word. Then I realized that this one I should not use, even for the close one. So it makes a, I'm in the bad, I'm in the habits. So then started then, since then I'm stopped using the even for the very close one. So this word is very strange. In the Torah, when we use that word for the very close one, we can use that. We will not consider the harsh word. Ancient time in the Tibet, did you, this word considers a very respected word. When you call the king, they used to call the king. In the ancient time, this word was a very respected way. Yeah, so that's why now the harsh word is something like that. So that's why. So that's the fifth negative karma. Okay. Now the sixth negative karma is what is the sixth now? Okay, sixth negative karma is a decisive word. Okay, decisive word. The six is the decisive word. Decisive means so when you want to dividing the sum of the close friend using the the decisive word you to divide the someone divide the very close friend when you like to talk that way. When you have one to divide the very close friends or like that, we call that decisive word. This is the sixth negative one. Okay. Until here, we finish the sixth negative karma. Now, from now on, the fourth negative karma, maybe we will talk that later next session. So now what you have to do is just look and think under these all the negative karmas properly and try to reduce, okay? So practice is something like that. When you do the practice, it will get more and more easy and easy. Also, you will see the more benefits when you all come to these four practices. Then you will see the more benefits. So this way, sometimes sometimes maybe condition or the situation might be not that much of the problem. But sometimes when you are not controlling your word, sometimes when you are not controlling your action properly, sometimes you make the small problems a very big problem. Okay. Today we will stop here. Okay. Today we will stop here. Maybe the next time, maybe I will cover about the other remaining the fourth. And the negative comes, okay? So, the one thing is that, whatever you know, the Dharma, you should apply it day to day life, okay? Then only you will see the result. In the mathematics, when you know that 2 plus 2 is 4, when you know the answer, you don't have to try to relate it into your life. Dharma is something like that, whatever you know, you have to apply into your life. Then the life changes, then you will become the better human. That's how you have to do the Dharma, okay? So, okay, so maybe today we will stop here. So maybe, so next time, or the next session, we will talk about the later forms, okay? Okay, thank you.